Beginning with the Gemara on the bottom of the Vav Amud Beis, second to last line, the Gemara brings a brisa that originally they used to give payah from the leaves of turnips and of cabbage. Rabbi Yossi says also from leek. Another brisa says that they used to give from the leaves of turnips and leeks, and Rabbi Shimon says also cabbage. So the Gemara assumes that it's three shittas, because Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon and both prices hold that all three are chayv. On that, the Gemara says, no, it's only two shittos, because the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yossi is Rabbi Shimon, and the Tanakhama of Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Yossi. And when they say af, they don't mean af on both of them, but rather af on the first one, which is turnips, but on the Hanavi, the second one, each one disagrees with their respective Tanakhama. Then the Gemara brings a price that Ben Buon gave payah from Yarek. His father came and saw Anian carrying the Yarek. He says, please give it back. I'll give you other ones from Meiser, and don't think I'm being cheap, but rather because Chazal say not to give payah from Yarek. So the Gemara wants to know, why did he say this thing? Why didn't he just give it to them? Because because then they'll think that he's really not serious about it. He's just pushing them off. Gemara brings a brisa that originally they used to put all the skins, the hides from the karbonis in the lishkas beis haparva, and they would split it at night with all the people of the beis haf. But then the tough kehanim would take it by force, so then they decided that they're going to wait till Erev Shabbos when the whole mishmah would there together, and they would split it then. But still, the powerful, influential kehanim would still take it by force. So then they decided to be makdish all the oiris to for Shemayim. It wasn't a long time later, says the Gemara, that they used all that money to cover up the whole heichal with plates of gold that were an amma by an amma and the thickness of a dinar zav. And every yomtiv they used to peel them off the wall and put them on the steps of Har Bayis to show Klal Yisrael how beautiful their malacha is. Morbin's another Bayis Abishol says that they used to have in Yericho these beams of sycamore trees, and again the tough people used to steal them, take them by force, so the Bailam were Makdish and the Shemayim. On these type of people, Abba Shov ben Batnai said in the name of Abba Yosef ben Chanan, woe from the family of Bises and woe from their club, woe from the family of Chanan and from their whispering, how they devise their evil schemes, woe from the house of Kasrus and woe from their pens, how they write their plans, and woe from the house of Yishmael ben Piochi, and woe from their fists, because all these people were crowned Gedayon. They allowed their children to become the Gizbarim, the treasurers, and their sons-in-law to become the Amarkon, the ones in charge, and their Avodim came and beat up the nation, beat up Kaisel, to force them to give them whatever they wanted. The Gemara brings another bite so that the Azar cries out four cries. The first one is that the Bnei Eli should leave because they were matam of the Heichel. Another cry is that the Yisach Ishkvar Bar Koi should leave because he is Mechabit himself, and by being Mechawel, the Kachim of Shemayim. And the Gemara explains because he used to wrap his hands in silk to do the Avodah because he didn't want to touch it with his hands. Another cry is, let the gates lift themselves up so Yishmael ben Piachi should come in and be Mishash Mekunu Gedolah, because even though we said before his family is no good, but nonetheless he himself was a tzaddik, a kosher. And finally, the gates should lift themselves up so Yerchan ben Avoy should come in and fill himself up, fill his stomach with the Kodesh Shemayim, because they said about him that between him and his family they used to eat 300 calves and drink 300 barrels of wine and eat as a dessert 40 sa'ah of birds, and all his days there was never nicer because of that in the Beis HaMikdash. Yomar wants to say, what's the end of this person, Yisachar Ishbar Koi? So there was a debate between the king and the queen. The king said a goat is better, the queen said a lamb is better. So they said, who's going to decide? A Kohen Gadol, because he's Makar Karbonos, he probably knows. So he came and he gestured in a way that wasn't covered for the melech, that if a goat was better, why isn't it brought for the carbon talmud? So the melech said, since he's being mevazeh, he's not having covered, so we should cut off his hand. So he gave sheichad to the government official that instead of cutting off his right hand, they should do the left hand. The king found out, and he said, you know what, cut off both hands. So the Gemara says that this person, Yisachar Ishkvar Bar Koi, was an Amoritz, he didn't learn Mishnais. Because the Mishnah says, in the name of Shimon, that even though the Torah by most Karbanos always mentions Kvasim before Izim, don't think Kvasim are more preferable. Because in one time, in the Parash of Chatas, it says, Im Keves Yavi, means the first Parash was said by A's, and only afterwards it says, im keves yavi to say that they're equal. Ravina says he didn't learn psukim as well because the pasuk says im keves im eis. It's mashu, they're both equal. There's no one that has preference over the other. If you want, you can bring a keves. If you want, you can bring an eis. Then the next parrot starts off. The tamen normally is shechted 8.5 hours into the day, and it was brought 9.5 hours into the day. On Erev Pesach, it was shechted 7.5 hours into the day and brought 8.5 hours into the day. This is whether Erev Pesach was a weekday or even if it was on a Shabbos. But if Erev Pesach was on a Friday, so then it was shechted 6.5 hours into the day and brought 7.5 hours into the day, and the Korban Pesach was brought afterward. So at first, the Gemara wants to say that the reason is, so it says Rabbi Shua ben Levi, because it says, as I kept as a so you split the afternoon into two parts, and you do it exactly in between. So 2.5 hours on one side, 2.5 hours on the other side, and 1 hour for the hakrava. Says Ravla, if that's the case, so then that it's midaraisa has to be dafka then, so how can we adjust on Erev Pesach for the Korban Pesach? Therefore, says Ravla, really the mitzvah is as soon as the shadows start tilting towards the evening, because Bein Arbaim means as soon as the sun starts setting. However, since, as we'll see soon, there's a chiyuv of Hashlama that all karbonas have to be dafka after the Tamid Shel Shachar, and they cannot be brought after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, so on a regular day we delay for 2 hours in order to have more time to bring the Nedarim and Nedavos, and therefore we only start at 8.5 hours into the day. On Erev Pesach we make it an hour earlier in order to have time to bring the Korban Pesach afterwards, and when Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, where you have to have time to not only bring the Korban Pesach but to roast it as well, so then we go back as early as possible to the Ikar Din until 6.5 hours into the day. The Gemara quotes a braisa that Rabbi Shmuel says the same way that they do it on a weekday, so too they do it on a Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva says the way they do it on Erev Pesach. So what does this braisa mean? So Abai wanted to say that the same way that when Erev Pesach falls on a weekday, they do it 7.5 hours into the day, so too when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, they do it 7.5 hours into the day. Rabbi Kiva says, like they do it on Erev Pesach, which is a Friday, which is 6.5 hours into the day. If that's the case, then our Mishnah that says Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos is 7.5 hours into the day. So there's an opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, not the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. And according to this shot, the machlokes is, on Shabbos, what came first? The Musafim or the Bezichim? Rabbi Shmuel says the Musafim came first, and then the Bezichim that came together with the Lechem Aponim came afterwards. So the Musafim was done in the 6th hour, the Bezichim were done in the 7th hour, so the earliest possible that they could do the Tamid was 7.5 hours into the day. Rabbi Kiva holds, no, the Bezichim were done before the Musafim. So the Bezichim were done in the 5th hour, the Musafim were done in the 6th hour, and then the Talmud could be done already 6.5 hours into the day. On that, Rava asked, Rabbi Kiva didn't say, Kisidra be'erav Pesach shechol v'yoyis on Erev Shabbos. He said be'erav Pesach, which is Masra regular Erev Pesach, 7.5. Therefore, Rava says that when Rabbi Shmuel said, Kisidur b'chol, he meant a regular weekday, which is 8.5, that's how they do it when Shabbos is Erev Pesach. On that, Rabbi Kiva says, no, they do it like any other Erev Pesach, which is 7.5. If that's the case, our Mishnah that says that when Erev Pesach is Shabbos, you do it 7.5, that's the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, not the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. According to this, what's the machlokes? Rabbi Shmuel was choshed that if you're going to let it sit because you can't roast it till Matzah Shabbos, we're afraid that the bus is going to get too warm and it's going to start spoiling, and therefore we delay it till 8.5. And Rabbi Akiva holds that we're not choshed for that, and therefore that you already do it in 7.5. If he wasn't choshed for that, so why didn't he do it even earlier at 6.5? So the Gemara says, because he holds Musafim Kaitim Bezichim, so the Bezichim were brought in the 7th hour, the earliest possible they could have brought the Talmud was already 7.5 hours. Then Rabbi Bar Ula asks, it doesn't say Kisidri B'chol, a regular Chol, Kasidur B'Shabbos, a regular Shabbos, Shabbos of Erev Pesach. It says Kasidur B'Shabbos, which is Mashma, regular Shabbos. Therefore, says Rabbi Bar Ula, the Machlokes is as follows. The same way they do on a regular weekday, 8.5, so too they do on a regular Shabbos, 8.5, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says, no, on a regular Shabbos, they do like an Erev Pesach, 7.5. If that's the case, our Mishnah, which was discussing Erev Pesach, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, could be both according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, because neither of them discussed that. According to this pshat, what's the machlokes? Rabbi Shmuel holds that your guys are not to bring on Shabbos earlier than 8.5, onto a regular weekday, that we don't want to bring it 8.5, like we said before, in order to bring the Dharma and the Davis. And Rabbi Kiva wasn't guys are a regular Shabbos, onto a regular weekday. If that's the case, why don't you bring it even earlier on a regular Shabbos, 6.5? So, answer like we said before, because he holds that the Musafim come first and then the Bezichim. So the Musafim were in the 6th hour, the Bezichim are in the 7th hour. So the earliest they could have brought it on a regular Shabbos is 7.5 hours into the day. The Gemara quotes a Braisa. The Braisa says the Talmid on a regular day is 8.5, and it was Karav at 9.5. an Erev Pesach was shechted at 7.5 on Karv and 8.5. What if Erev Pesach fell out on Monday, on Shabbos? It's just like if it fell out on Monday, which is again 7.5. That's the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says, no, the way it is done on Erev Pesach, which Al-Karvach has to mean Erev Pesach, that's Erev Shabbos, which means 6.5. So that's mamash the way Abai learned. How is that Rav going to explain this brisa? So the Gemara says, Rav will say, don't say like as if Erev Pesach fell out on a Monday, but rather as a regular Monday, which is 8.5, which is the way Rav learned Rabbi Shmuel. Then the Gemara quotes another brisa. The brisa says, if Erev Pesach falls out to be on Shabbos, you do it like the rest of the year, which is mashma, like a regular day of the year, which is 8.5. That's the Shita Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says, like a regular Erev Pesach, which is 7.5. So that's good according to Rav. That's the way Rav understood the Machlekes. But according to Abai, it's Shver. So Abai will answer you, don't say Kesidre Kol Hashana like the rest of the year, which means 8.5, but rather Kesidre Kol Hashanim, like Erev Pesach of every other year, which is 7.5, and on that Rabbi Kiva says, no, you do it like Erev Pesach Shechol Yoyis Erev Shabbos, which is 6.5, which is the way Abai learned the Machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Then the Bais says, how do you know that nothing could come before the Tumah Shel Shachar? Because it says, V'arach aleha ha'oilo, right on the fresh maracha comes the oilo, which oilo says Rava, it means the oilo Rishonah that the Torah talked about, which is the oilo Satomit. How do you know nothing can come after the Tumah Shel Ben Arbaim? Because it says, V'hikter aleha chelvei ashlamim. So of course Abai wanted to understand that means, because aleha on the Tumah Shel Shachar, you could bring the shlamim, but not on chaverta after the Tumah Shel Ben Arbaim. But if that's the case, fact Rava, then maybe it's dafka for a shlamim, but not for other karbonis. So rather says Rava, because Aleha Hashlamim means Aleha Hashlam on the carbon Tumah Shel Shachar. You have to complete all the carbonas, and because they can't be brought after the Tumah Shel Ben Arbaim. The Gemara quotes advice: the Tumah comes before the Pesach comes before the Keteris, and the Keteris comes before the Neiris. The reason why the Pesach comes after the Tumah is because the thing that it says two expressions, but Erev and Ben Arbaim comes after the Tumah, which only says one expression of Ben Arbaim. If that's the case, so for the same Cheshbon, the Keteris and the Neiris should also come before the carbon Pesach. So the Gemara says over the year is different because the Torah says oisoi, which the Brisa says, since it says oisoi merav abegah, so merav abegah says you have to put enough oil in the candles of the neiris that they should burn throughout the night. And oisoi merav abegah says there is no other avodah that's kosher merav abegah besides the neiris. That means once the neiris are lit, no other avodah is kosher. And the Torah as well, because it's hookish to the neiris, because it says when Aaron lit the neiros, that's when he is makdeh k'teiros, so those two have to be the last. However, says the Gemara, we have another brisa that says, like our kasha, that the Karban Pesach taka comes after the k'teiros and the neiros, because this second brisa says the Tumah comes before the k'teiros comes before the neiros come before the Pesach, and the reason why the Pesach is last, because you delay something that says two expressions, Erev and Ben Arbaim, to everything else that only says Ben Arbaim. Says the Gemara, according to this lesson, what you do with the Isai. So Teretz is, Oysa Me'er Abayker is only coming on Avodas that were done in the Heichel, where the Neiros were. The Neiros has to be the last Avodah in the Heichel. What's that coming to exclude? That's coming to exclude the Keteris, that the Keteris has to come before the Neiros. Because you might think that the Pasuk says, V'halis Aaron es Neiros ben Arboim Yachirenda, it's Mashma first the Neiros and then the Keteris, Kamashma London. No, the Neiros has to be second. If that's the case, how do you explain Yachirenda? Yachirenda doesn't mean he should light it in the future, but rather, it should have already been lit. Then the Gemara quotes a brisa that there's nothing that comes before the Tumah Shel Shachar with the exception of the Keteris, because since the Keteris says Babaiker, Babaiker, two expressions of Baiker, it comes before the Tumah Shel Shachar, which only says one expression of Baiker. There's nothing that comes after the Tumah Shel Ben Arbaim with the exception of the Keteris, the Neiris, the Karim Pesach, and a Mechusar Kippurim, who has to bring his Karbanis on Erev Pesach in order that he should be able to go to the Mikveh and eat the Karim Pesach that night. Rabbi Shmuel ben Nechon B'Yechem B'Breika says, who adin a Mechusar Kippurim the rest of the year, if he wants to be able to eat Kachim that evening, he could bring his Karbanis after the Tumah Shel Ben Arbaim. So Bishlamo, according to the Tanakhama, we understand, because the Asay of Pesach, which is an Asay Shiyesh Bekaris, could be Teich of the Asay of Ashlamo, which doesn't have Karis. But according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Nechon B'Yechem B'Breika, who says a Mechusar Kippurim could always bring it in order to eat Kachim, why is the Asay of Achilles Kachim any better than the Asay of Ashlamo that it could push it off? So the Gemara gives two truths, and Ravina answers that we're talking about over here the Mechusar Kippurim who's bringing a Achatas Ha'if. Therefore, the only part that goes on the Mizbeach is the Dam. There is no Akhtar, so there's no problem with Aleha Hashleim. Rapapa answers, even if it's talking about a behema, you could bring the emurim on the Mizbeach and you leave them overnight on top of the Mizbeach, so you're not doing a haktara, but they don't become puzzles since they're on the top of the Mizbeach and you burn them the next morning. Fact, the Gemara, what about a mechutzik Purim who like a mitzvah who has to bring an ashram? So Bishlam, according to Rav Papa, you could be malah that on Mizbeach as well, and be malah on top of the Mizbeach. But according to the other Teretz, that it was daf, we're talking about a knife. What are you going to say, legabe the ashram? An ashram can't be a knife. So says the Gemara in the Chanami, according to him, we'll have to say that the ashram was already brought. What about the oil that the mitzvah brings? So maybe you're going to say that the oil is not ma'akev, it can't be, because Rishon ben Yisrael Rabbi Yochanan ben Breakah says the same way the Chavis and the Asher are ma'akev, so too the oil is ma'akev. And you can't answer like we answered before, that we're talking about the oil was already brought and all you have left is the Chavis, because we learned from the Pasuk of the Hikri Vas Asher L'Chavis Rishona that a Chavis always precedes the oil that comes together with it, and even a Chavis oil precedes the oil's behema. So Gemara says that there's an exception to the rule, because Rava says the oil's mitzvah is different. Since the Torah says the hela hakoyin es oil, the hela is mashma that even if the oil was brought first before the chalas, but the evidence it's okay by a mitzvah. Then the Gemara asks, according to your papa, that you leave it on the mizbeach, why aren't we afraid that one of the kehanim will make a mistake and burn it and be over the asay of Hashlama? So on that the Gemara says we're not afraid of that because kehanim's reason name. Rav Ashi asks Rav Kahana, according to your papa, that says you just leave it on top of the mizbeach, but as long as they don't burn the emurim, the kohanim can't eat, like we dash from the hitra kohen es achelev hamizbeach, and only afterwards it says v'hayachaz la'aron u'banov. And as long as the kohanim don't eat, the bayam don't get a kapar, because it says v'achol oisam asher kupar bayam, the kohanim eat and then the bayam get kapar. So if the bayam don't have a kapara, so then there's still mechusri kapar. So what do you gain? So the Gemara says over here, since it's not shaykh to burn, so which is just like as if the emurim became tamir or they got lost, where over there they're not makiv, then the kahanim could eat, like the Brisa says, that if the emurim became tamir or lost, then the kahanim could eat, because it says, v'ayah chazal ha'aron uvanav mikom makim, even if haktar wasn't done, nonetheless they may eat. Rav Kahana has the kasher, it says, v'ayolim chelav chaki ha'boiker, it's mashma, till the morning you can't leave it, but a whole night you could burn it. How could that be? What happened to Hashlama? So he answers, it's talking about when it's left over from a carbon that was that the Zrika was done before the Tamashal Ben Arbaim. So therefore it's considered that it's being Mushlam on the Tamashal Shachar and not after the Tamashal Ben Arbaim. Then of Safras, another Kasha, it says, Layolan Abekar Zemachabaka Pasach, which is Mashma, that a whole night you could be Makdir, the Emurim of the carbon Pesach. Again, how could that be? Doesn't it say Oil of Shabbos v'Shabbat, which teaches us you could only bring the oil of Shabbos on Shabbos, but you can't bring the oil of Chol on Shabbos or on Yom Tov? So that night, which is Yom Tov, how could you bring the oil of the carbon Pesach, which was brought on Yudah, which is Chol? So he said that the Pasuk is talking about when the Erev Pesach, the 14th, fell out to be on Shabbos, because Chol v'Shabbos could be brought on Yom Tov. And even though it's a deichim in the pasuk to say it's talking about that one specific case, but we don't have to worry about it because the pasuk is forcing itself into that deichik. Then the next mishnah says that a pesach that was shechted shalei lishmai and the kabbalah, the halacha, the zrika was done shalei lishmai, or it was done lishmai, the shalei lishmai means l'shem pesach and l'shem shlamim, or it was done shalei lishmai or lishmai, which means l'shem shlamim and l'shem pesach. So in all of these cases, it's pasul. So Rav Papa had a shayla. Are we talking about in one avoid that you had both kavanas, or talking about, and then if that's the case, it has to be after the opinion of Rav Yosi, who says after gemar dvar of adam nitzvas, when a person says two things, we take in account both of them, because according to Rav Meir, since he said tzvay slash remission, we would only look at the first one and not the second one, and therefore only one mashav would take effect. Or are we talking about two separate avoidas? And since we're talking about two separate avoidas, even according to Rav Meir, both of them take effect. So the Gemara explains that the Shaila can't be on Shalei Lishmai Lishmai, because over there, regardless, Shalei Lishmai was first, it would take effect, because everybody holds that the first one takes effect. The question is only on the second one. Rather, the Shaila is the other way around, when it's Lishmai v'Shalei Lishmai, so the first one is Lishmai. So if you hold, if it's in one Avodah, then only the first one takes effect, so according to Rav Meir, it would not be possible, and therefore the Mishnah has to be Dafka Rav Yosi. Or is it two different avodas? They both took effect, and therefore the Mishnah could be according to everybody. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from the fact that the Mishnah started off, it was shechted shalei lishmai, v'kibul v'halav v'zarach shalei lishmai. Now what does that mean? If it means that you did all four avodas shalei lishmai, why do you need that? As soon as the first avodah was done shalei lishmai, it's already possible. must be, what the Mishnah means to say is it was Shachar Shaloshmai, or even if it was Shachar Shaloshmai, then the Kabbalah Halacha Zrika was Dana Shaloshmai, or if, even if the first three were Dana Shmai, and the Zrika alone was Dana Shaloshmai, in any of these cases is possible. So that's a right saying, in two Avodahs it's possible, Lishmai Vishaloshmai. So what's the Sefer adding when it says Lishmai Vishaloshmai? Must be to say that even in one Avodah it's possible. So we have a Raya that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. So on that, the Gemara says, no, really we're talking about two Avodahs, and what the Sefer is being Moisef is that b'shach the shchita he shachted the lishmai with intention to do the zrika shalai lishmai, and the chiddush of the Mishnah is mechashu me'avoida la'avoida, that the machshava b'shach one avoida about doing another avoida shalai lishmai takes effect. Then the Gemara wanted to bring a raya in the next case where it says shalai lishmai lishmai is possible. Now what's the case? If it's two different avoidas, of course it's possible. As soon as you did it shalai lishmai, it's possible. And if lishmai shalai lishmai in two avoidas is possible, kol shkein shalai lishmai lishmai is possible. So must be it's one avoda, and if the seifa is one avoda, so who had in the ratio is one avoda. So then I'm back to the right that it's regressi. So the Gemara said no. Well, then we're talking about two avodas. Then anachana it's no chiddush. But once we said lishmai lishal lishmai, so then who had in we said lishalai lishmai lishmai. Then we wanted to bring a raya from the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says that if you take the Karban Pesach and you shecht it either shalei la'eichlov for people who can't eat, or shalei la'mumim, people who weren't counted on the Karban Pesach, or people who are Arul or Tameh, so then it's possible. So over here there's only one Mashava, so obviously it's one Avaida. So if the next Mishnah is one Avaida, so who had in our Mishnah is one Avaida, and therefore it's Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, no, no raya. Each Mishnah is talking about its respective terms. Our Mishnah is maybe two Avaidas. That Mishnah is one Avaida. Then we bring a raya from the safe of that Mishnah that says if you shecht it la'eichlov, the shalei la'eichlov, it will be kosher. Now what's the case? If it's two different avodas, so then you can be dying. The only reason why it's kosher is because by the time you got to the machshava shalei la'eichlov, it wasn't anymore in the shechita, it was in the zrika, and the halacha is a machshava shalei la'eichlov. Then you can be dying. Had it been in the same avodah, it would be possible. But that's not true, because we know that even in one avodah, if it's mixas eichlin, it's going to be kosher. So elamai, what the Mishnah means to say is, even in one avodah, la'eichlov shalei la'eichlov is kosher. So if that second Mishnah is talking about one Avaida, it must be that our Mishnah as well is talking about one Avaida. And Omar says again, no Raya, because maybe each Mishnah is talking about its respective terms. That Mishnah is talking about one Avaida, but our Mishnah possibly is talking about two Avaidas. Then Omar says another Shiloh, a Pesach the rest of the year, that you shecht it l'shmoy, l'shem Pesach, l'shem l'shmoy, and l'shem shlom. So what's halacha? Do we say that the shalom l'shmoy is oikar l'shem Pesach from it and makes it kosher, because a Pesach the rest of the year becomes a shlomim, and therefore it could uproot the lishmai, or maybe not, since you did a lishmai, the shalai lishmai can't uproot the lishmai. So Rav Dimi wanted to bring a rai. He says, since lishmai makes it kosher bismani, and shalai lishmai makes it kosher shalai bismani, so just like lishmai bismani can't uproot it from the shalai lishmai, that when you do lishmai, shalai lishmai is going to be possible, so too the shalai lishmai, shalai bismani can't uproot the lishmai, and therefore will be possible. So on that he says there's no raya, because bishlam is lishmai, bizmani can't uproot the shalai lishmai, because that's a strong psul, because it's a psul that passes all karbanos. Whereas the psul of lishmai, of a karban pesach shalai bizmani, is not such a strong psul, because that psul is not negated by other karbanos. The only karban that has a psul of lishmai is a pesach shalai bizmani. So then Rabbi wanted to bring a raya that it's kosher, because he says a pesach the rest of the year has a stam lishma. And nonetheless, when you shecht the shalei lishma, it uproots that stam lishma. So who adin, when you say the shalei lishma could uproot the lishma. And that fact, the Gemara, who says maybe a machshava that you spoke out befeirus explicitly is stronger than a machshava that happens stama. And I'll bring you a raya to that, because la'eichlov the shalei lishma is kosher. But nonetheless, when you shecht the shalei la'eichlov, it's possible, even though there's a stama of la'eichlov. So it must be a machshava that you said explicitly is stronger than a machshava that is there stama. And that says the Gemara no raya. Because over there, bishlama by lishma, there's a stama lishma. Every carbon is already slated to be lishma. But you can't say that any carbon is automatically slated to be la'ichlov. Because it's not true. Since until the carbon pesach is shechted, new people could join and the people out there could leave, so there's no stoma that is going to be for these eichlim, and that's why it's possible over there. But where there is a stoma, so maybe an echanami, the same way that it could be eichur a stoma, so who then it could be eichur a marshal that it's a beferish. Then the Gemara says the next shayla, what happens if you shech the pesach b'shayim as hashana, not being eichur the lishma, the name of the carbon, but rather you had in mind a different violin? So does that make it kosher or not? So Reb Papa wanted to say in front of Rava that the same way that Shina Kodesh is possible as manoi and Shina Bailim is possible as manoi, so just like Shina Kodesh, Shaloi Bizmanoi makes it kosher, so Huadin, Shina Bailim, Shaloi Bizmanoi makes it kosher. And that Rava answered back, and you can't bring a raya from there. Because Shina Kodesh is a stronger psul, because it's A, it's a psul aguf, whereas Shina Bailim is not a psul aguf. B, Shina Kodesh is an all for avodas, whereas Shina Bailim is only in the Zrika. C, Shina Kodesh is even after the Bailim died, whereas Shina Bailim is not after the Bailim died. And D, Shina Kodesh is even by a carbon zebra, whereas Shina Bailim is not shy by a carbon zebra. And even if you want to disagree with two of these things by saying that first of all, why you want to say that Shina Bailim is not a psul aguf because it's just a machshava, so if so, Shina Kodesh is not either a psul aguf because it's just a machshava. And furthermore, that which we said, Shina Bailim is not lacha misa, there is a shita of Rabbi Pinchas Breda Rabbi who says there is a psul of Shina Bailim even after the Bailim died, you still can't shaft up the shame a different Bailim. So according to, but nonetheless, the other two pirchas are still good pirchas, so you can't learn Shina Bailim out of Shina Kodesh, and therefore Rama says the maskana Pesach that you shechted b'shayu maseshana with the mashal of Shina Bailim to shechted for a different Bailim, it doesn't uproot the shame of Pesach from it. Rather, we'll consider it like a Pesach that was shechted in the right time without any Bailim, which is obviously possible. Then the next Mishnah says if you shecht a Korban Pesach shaloi la'echad for people having among people who are not capable of eating it, or shaloi la'mi of the wrong group, or people who are a rhythm, they don't have a bris mila, or people who are tamei, so then it's possible. But if you had in mind people who could eat and can't eat, or people that were part of the group and not part of the group, or people who had a bris and people who didn't have a bris, or people who are tamei and people who are tar, so then it is kosher. If you shaloi before katzais, it's possible because the Torah says ben arbayim. However, you shaloi in the afternoon, but before the tamei, so it's kosher, but you should have someone mix the blood until after the tamei is brought. But by the end, if you do the zrika even before the tamei, it's still kosher. The Gemara brings a brisa that explains what's the case of shaloi la'echlov for someone who's sick or too old and they can't eat. What's considered shaloi la'echlov? Because group A was counted for the Korban Pesach and you shechted it for group B, for example. How do you know that there's such a psul? Because the brisa darshins, it says b'mixas, that means you have to shech the Korban Pesach for the people who are counted on it. I would think that that's only chatchila. And if you, but b'di'evit, if you did it, it would still be kosher. So on that it says again, tachaisu, again, according to the people that are cheshmed on it, and therefore the Torah repeats it, and the rule by kachem is, shina lava kasam, when the Torah repeats it, it's telling us that it's ma'akiv. Rebbe says that tachaisu is also in Sursi, which is a certain dialect of Aramaic, means kais, means shchita, to teach us that this psu of shaloi l'miyov is in the shchita. How do you know shaloi la'echlov is also possible? Because the pasuk says isla fi oichlov tachaisu. So the Torah is makish oichlim to menuim, just like menuim is ma'akiv, so to oichlim is ma'akiv. Then says the Gemara, what happens if you shecht it for people who could eat like mulim, and almanasa you're going to do this rika for people who can't eat like arelim? So Reb Chista says it's possible, Rabbah says it's kosher. Reb Chista says it's possible because there is a machshavas arelim in this rika as well. Rabbah says it's kosher because there's no machshavas arelim regarding this rika. So Rabbi wanted to bring a raya from a b'risa. The b'risa says, I would think that when there's some arelim, they would passel the rest of the chabura. So no, let's learn it logically. Arelim is passels and tumah passels. Just like tumah, partial tumah is not the same as if the whole thing was tumah. So do by arelim, partial arelim is not the same as if everybody was arelim. Or maybe not, says the b'risa. Maybe we should learn out of the psul of chutz l'zmanei if the person has a machshava to eat in the wrong time. Just like over there, even if he has in mind only a part of the carbon, it passes the whole carbon. So too over here, the psul of arelus, maybe even mixas arelus should be like the whole thing was done by arelus. So that on that device, says, let's see which one it's more comparable to. Tumah is a psul that's not made by other karbonis, and arla is a psul that's not made by other karbonis, so we'd rather learn those two from each other rather than learn out of chutz l'zmano, which is by all karbonis. Or maybe not. Maybe we should learn arla, which is lehutra mikolah, there's no exception to that rule, out of chutz l'zmano, which also has no exception to the rule, and don't learn out of tumah, which has an exception to the rule, because we know tumah hutra b'tzibur. So at the end of the day, we don't know which way to go logically, so says the b'ayza tamalem rezois. So the Gemara explains the Baisa. What are we learning from Zeis? If Zeis tells us only mixes only call Arl apostles, but mixes Arl doesn't apostle, that we don't learn from Zeis. That we learn from the Chol Arl, that it has to be only for Arelim, entirely for Arelim, not if it's mixes for Arelim. So what are we learning from Zeis? Must be that the Baisa and Echanami said, how do you know that mixes Arelim doesn't apostle from Chol Arl? Now, on that you would think that the same way that Chol Arl apostles by the shechita who I didn't call out, at least passes by the zrika. And that says Zoy says only in the shechita does at least kol aro pasul, but in the zrika even kol aro doesn't pasul. Why is zrika more kuladik than shechita? Because a mashal is arkum bezrika, like we said before. Reb Chista will answer you, no, adrab, the baisa means the exact opposite. The Zeis is telling us in the shechita only kol aro pasul, but mixas aro doesn't pasul. However, in the zrika even mixas aro pasul. Now, why is zrika more chomer than shechita? Because Pigo is not set in an animal until after the zriko. The shechita alone, if the rest of the animal wasn't brought by kashrus, that doesn't set in the pigo. On that, Fekir Bashi, on either way to learn, who says that either pshat is right? Maybe kol arul doesn't mean complete arulus. Maybe kol could mean kolshu, any amount of arulus, and that's why you need the zois to tell us that it has to be dafka kol arulus in order to pasul. And if that's the case, there's no chiluk between the shechita and the zrika. In both of them, mixas arulah doesn't pasul, and kula arulah does pasul. Rather, says Rav Ashi, that Rav Chista and Rabbo are arguing a totally different machlokes. We're talking about our regulam over here, who are not part of the group. So, therefore, we're talking about Ashina Bailim. And now, in the pasuk of Ashina Bailim, which is learned from the Nirtzel Elochapar Alav, which tells us a love on him and not on somebody else who's not part of the carbon. But on that, we have a rule that it has to be Chaver Adumi today, it has to be someone who's Mechuyiv in the same carbon, just like he's Mechuyiv in the same carbon. So on that, Rabbi will tell you, since he's an Arul, he's not capable of bringing a carbon Pesach, so he's not considered a Bar Kapar Kamaisai. Rav Chista will say, since there's Hayol, he can give himself a bris if he wanted to and become Mechuyiv, so therefore he's not considered a Mechuyiv Kapar Kamaisai. Frekti Mar, does Rav Chista hold of Hayol? Didn't we have earlier in Masechta, if someone bakes on Yom Tov afternoon for the weekday, Rav Chista says he gets Malkus because we don't say Hayol, then maybe guests will come and it will be Roy for them. And Rabbah says he doesn't get Malkus because you do say Hayol. So Bishlamo, the steer in Rabbah, is not a steer because over there he says Hayol because not Mechus HaMaisa, whereas over here he's Mechus HaMaisa to give himself a bris, and that's why he doesn't say Hayol. But according to Rabbah, if over here where it's Mechus HaMaisa is willing to say Hayol, so Koshkin over there. So on that, the Gemara says no, because Rabbah only says Hayol L'chumra, he's not going to say Hayol L'kula. Then Marzuta Breit Rav Mori asks Ravina. The Braisa that we said before wanted to learn Arla Ata Tumah. Now, which Tumah are we talking about? If Tumah means that some of the Bailam are Tumah and some of the Bailam are Torah, that doesn't pasul, and who are doing some of the Bailam are Aray them and some of the Bailam are not Aray them, it doesn't pasul, why? They're both the same. So why is it that the Braisa knew the Tumah more Pasha than our Reilim? Elamai says the Gemara, we mean Tumah's Basar, that if part of the carbon became Tumah, only the part that became Tumah is no good, the rest of the carbon is still a Kosher. And that's what we're, so who I did in the Arla, we're going to learn out of Tumah that if part of the Bailim are Reilim and the rest are not our Reilim, are Mulim, so therefore it should be Kosher. On that fact, the Gemara, let's go further in the Braisa. The Braisa says, we should learn a psul that's not made by other kabbonis and a psul that's not made by other kabbonis. If we're talking about Tumah's Basar, that is made by kol kabbonis. So I'm going to say that the Reish is talking about the Tumah of Basar and the Sefer is talking about the when the people are Tameh, when the Bayam are Tameh, because that's only by Karban Pesach, but by other kabbonis, if the Bayam are Tameh, they could send a Shliach to bring the carbon for them. So it says the Gemara, yes, and a Hanami. We're asking just from the general concept of Tumah, and a Hanami. The Reish is talking about Tumah's Basar, and the Sefer is talking about the Tumah of the Bailim. Or, says the Gemara, second Teretz, the Sefer is also about talking about Tumah's Basar, and what does it mean? It's not Na'iv B'chol HaZvachim. We're talking as follows, because by all Zvachim, if the Chela became Tumah and the Basar is still Tar, or the opposite, the Basar became Tameh and the Chelev is still Tar, either way you could do the Zrika. Whereas by Karban Pesach, if the Chelev became Tameh and the Basar is still good, you could do the Zrika. However, if the Basar became Tameh, even if the Chelev is still good, you can't do the Zrika because the Ikar of Karban Pesach is the Achila. So that's where the Psula of Tumah is, that's only by Pesach that you don't have by all other Karbanos. So let's go further in the Braisa. The Braisa said, maybe learn Areilim out of Chutzah Zmane, because you should learn something that's Loihutu Mikloloi out of something else that's Loihutu Mikloloi. Don't learn from Tumah, which has an exception to it, it's Hutu Mikloloi. Now, where is Tumah Hutu Mikloloi? Not the Tumah of people, of the Basar, because the Basar was never Mutter. That means the Tumah of the people, because we have a halacha of Tumah Hutu Mitzibur. So we're back to the same thing. Is the Reisha talking about Tumah's Basar and the Sefer talking about the Tumah of the people. Says the Gemara, yes. Again, first teretz, that we're talking about the concept of Tumah in general, so Anachanami, part is talking about Tumah's Basim, part is talking about the Tumah of the people. Or says the Gemara, second teretz, by the same, but we're all, even the Sefer as well, is talking about Tumah's Basar. Where do we see that Tumah's Basar is Hutum Miklalo, by a carbon Pesach? Because a Pesach that is Ba Betumah, not only are we makar the Betumah, but we even eat it Betumah. The Brisa says that Pesach that was Avar Shnosoi and you shechted, so now it's no longer a Pesach, it turns into a Shlomim, and you shechted on the 14th, Lishmai, so it's no good. So it's Lishem now, it's not, so now it's a Shlomim that you shechted Lishem Pesach. Or who then if you shecht any other carbon Lishem Pesach? So Rabbi Yehuda says it's possible because he holds that any, you shecht any other carbon Lishem Pesach, it should be possible. Whereas Rabbi Shua says it's kosher because any other carbon is kosher to Lishma. Where Medai is the only reason why it's possible according to Rabbi Eliezer is because you shut up Bismani. But if you shut up Shalai Bismani, even though you shut up the same Pesach, it will be kosher. But if you say Hayo, why should we say that Hayo Bismani should be possible? So why then Shalai Bismani should be possible? On that, Rabbi Papa answers. The Pesach says Zevach Pesachu, which tells us that it has to be done Lishma. So that teaches us, according to this Shita Rabbi Yezer, two things. That the Pesach can't be done l'shem Acherim, and other Karbonos can't be done l'shem Pesach. And we're makas the two together. So just like when the Pesach is only possible l'shem Acherim bezmane, but not shalei bezmane, so hu adin Acherim that are possible l'shem Pesach is only bezmane, and not shalei bezmane, and therefore it's exeris akasa that over here you don't say hayo. The Gemara says the story of Simlai came to Rabbi Yechanan, and he asked him to teach him Sefer Yusim, which are the Brises of the Midrashim of Divrei Hayom. So we ask him, where are you from Lod, where you live now in Nardah? So he says, you don't teach Sefer Yusim, not the people from Lod, and not the people from Nardah, so Kol Shekhen knew that you have that you're from both of them. So he begged him until he finally agreed. So then he told him, okay, teach it to me in 3 months. So he got upset at him. He said, if Bruria, Remeir's wife, who's the daughter of Chanina ben Tradin, and she was able to learn 300 halachas from 300 different people, and nonetheless, she wasn't able to learn Sefer Yosef in less than 3 years. Do you want to learn it in 3 months? So then he asked him, Rabbi, what's the difference between the Shmai Yerushalayim and the Shmai Yerushalayim was possible, whereas La'echav, the Shalayim is going to be kosher? So he said, since I see your Talmud Chacham, I'll tell you the difference. The Shmai Yerushalayim is a psoa guf, whereas La'echav, the Shalayim is not. Then the Shmai Yerushalayim is not, it's not shak to be mevar the Isser, which means Rashi has two pshatim. Either it means you can't decide which part is the Shmai and which part is the Shalayim, or you can't rectify it once it was done. Whereas La'echav, the Shalayim, you could decide which part is La'echav, which part is Shalayim, and also you could rectify it by only feeding it the La'echav. C. Lishmai Yerushalayim is all four avodas, whereas Machshavas La'echav, we said before, is only in the Shechita. And D, the Lishmai Yerushalayim is shak by a carbon zebra, whereas Leichel Shalayichel is not shy by carbon zebra. Rav Ashi says that which we said, that Lishmei 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 is a psu aguf, and it's Yesh Levar Yisurei, is not two separate things, it's one and the same. The reason why it's a psu aguf is gufa because it's Yesh Levar Yisurei. The Gemara says that Rami Bar Yudu said from the day that Sefer Yuchsin was Nigdaz, was forgotten from the Chachamim, so they lost their kayach, so to say, and their eyes got dim because of all the terror that was forgotten. Marasutra says that from between one atzal and the other atzal, which is one parsha in Divrei Hayomim, they had 400 camels loaded up of different drushes that they dashed from those psukim. Then the Gemara brings a drush acherim, who is normally Remeir, say that if mulim preceded arelim, then it's kosher. If arelim preceded mulim, then it's posel. So Mar asks, what's the difference? If you have mulim first and then arelim is kosher because dafka kula arla is posel, but mixas arla, like we said before, is kosher. So who adin fakared? If it was hiktim arelim the mulim, it should be the same thing. So maybe, says the Gemara, because acherim hold ein shechita ala b'saif, and therefore only the end of the shechita is when the machshava takes effect, and therefore the two Mashalas are trying to take effect simultaneously, and we'll say like Rava, who says that even if the two Mashalas are not mutually exclusive, even if they're not adhering to each other, nonetheless the mayor still holds Sway Slash Rishon. Therefore, if Mulim was first and then Arelim, so the one that takes effect is Mulim. Masha Enkin, if Arelim was first, the one that takes effect is Arelim and not Mulim, and that's why it's possible. Says the Rami, you don't have to say that. Rather, you could say, yes, no, the Shechita Mitchila Vatzlaif, and really they could take effect at two different times. So what then is the machlokes? Over here, he meant to say both, mulim and arelim, but he only ended up saying one during the shrita, and the other one he didn't have in mind, he didn't end up saying with his mouth until after the shrita. Therefore, if he said mulim first, obviously it's kosher. If he said arelim first, according to a mayor, it would be possible because he holds you don't need people to leave a shavin. Even though he didn't mean to say only Arelim, nonetheless he did say that. Whereas a Rabban holds that and know that Machshav of Arelim won't take effect because it's you need Pivoli Bershavim. Frankly, Mark Point Jamei, you don't need Pivoli Bershavim. Don't we have a Mishnah that says if someone meant to say Chuma and instead he said Meiser or Meiser and he meant and said Chuma, or he wanted to make another not to go into this house and he said that house, or I don't want to have enough from this person, he said that person, it doesn't take effect because you need Pivoli Bershavim. So Rabbi says Abaye, the Reish is talking about. So rather, Abaye says that the Reisha is talking about that he said the first simon should be for mulim, and the second simon should be also for arelim. So in the second simon you have both, so both simonim are at least lemulim, where the Sefer is the opposite. The first simon was done la'arelim, the second simon was done also for mulim. So the first simon is only for arelim. So Remeir, l'shitasi, holds mefagam b'chatzim matur, so each one takes effect by itself, and therefore the first simon was done only for arelim. Whereas Rabban and hold, mefagam b'chatzim matur, so you look at the two together, and if that's the case, it was only mixed, so there wasn't kula, and that's why it's kosher. Then the Mishnah says that someone who shechs a karban pesach ala chometz, so he's over on a loisa say. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Who adin if he shechts the of loisa shechana chometz damzevchi?" Rabbi Yehuda says, "Who adin if he shechts the tamid ala chometz he's over." Rabbi Shimon says, "The Pesach on the 14th, if he was shechted the shema where it's kosher, so then he's chayiv for loisa shechat. But if he shechted the shema where it's possible, so therefore he's potter because it was a shechita shein ruya. All other kabbonis, regardless whether they were done the shema or shalei the shema, either way he'll be potter. An cholamoid an yomtiv. So then a carbon pesach was shechted the shema since it's possible, so then he would be potter. If it was shechted shalei shema since it's kosher, it would be chayv. And all other kabbonis, whether it's shema or shalei shema, either way is kosher because all other kabbonis shalei shema are kosher. Therefore, regardless, he's chayv, with the exception of chatas shalei shema since it's possible, so over there he would be potter. Reish Lakish says that the only chayv is either chometz belongs to the sheikhit, to the kind, the person who's doing the shkita, or the zarek, the kind who's doing the zrika, or anyone other of the bnei chabura, but it has to be that the chametz is with them in the azara. Rabbi Yechanan says no, even if it's not with them in the azara, nonetheless it's still going to be chayv. What's a machlokes? So if you want to say, because it says like sishchad al chametz, and the machlokes is if al means stomach or not, we already have that machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish somewhere else. Because with regard to the karban taida, it says that if someone checks the karban taida when the taida is inside the azara, but the lechem is outside, so then the lechem doesn't become kodesh. And on that we have a machlokes. Rabbi Yechon says, what does it mean that if the lechem is outside? It means it's outside base pagi, which is the outer end of Yerushalayim. But if it's in Yerushalayim, and kachim kalam a lot of be in Yerushalayim, then they do become kodesh, even though they're not in the azara, because you don't need al besamuch. Reish Lakish says, no, as long as it's outside of the azara, it's not kodesh, because you do need al besamuch. So rather, it must be the machlokes over here is, if asra safek, is shma asra or not, because if the chometz is not with him in the azara, so then it's a hasra safek. But that they also argued about a different time, because a person makes a shua that he'll eat a certain loaf of bread today. The day passed and he didn't eat it. Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish both say that he doesn't get malchus. Rabbi Yechon says he doesn't get malchus because it was a lav shein b'maisa, he was over passively. But from the fact that it's a hasra safek, that would not negate the malchus. Whereas Reish Lakish says the reason why he doesn't get malchus is because it's hasra safek, because every time you give him hasra, you must eat it. He still has time to eat it later on. But out of the fact that it's lav shein b'maisa, that wouldn't negate the malchus. So the Gemara says la'ilam that the machlokes is al besamuch, and we have to argue in both cases, because if we only argue by chametz, so I would think dafka over here where it's an issur, so Rabbi Yechanan holds you don't need al besamuch, but over there by the taita mikadosh lechem, maybe over there he's masking that it's only mikadosh if it's inside, but not if it's outside, just like a kli shavus is only mikadosh when it's inside. Kamashalot, then no, even over there, Rabbi Yechon argues. And if we only argued over there, so I would say the opposite. The dafka over there, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says you need al besamuch. But when it comes to Leisishchar al chametz, which is an Isser, maybe even he agrees to Rabbi Yechon that you don't need al besamuch. That's why we have to say the machlok is in both cases. Then the Gemara has a Shiloh. Rabbi Oishi asked this Shiloh, what happens if it doesn't belong to the Shaykh, but it belongs to one of the Bnei Chabura? is he over or not? So he answered him back. It doesn't say Leishishchan Alchem Tzichot, it's Leishishchan Alchemetz, even if it doesn't belong to him. If that's the case, even if it belonged to somebody who's not part of the Chabura at all, they should still be over. So on that it says that the Torah is Makish Leishishchan to Layolin, because the end of the Pasuk says Layolin Laboiker. So who's over on Leishishchan? Only the people who are over on this carbon for Loyolin, which is people that are involved in the carbon. Says Reb Papa, if that's the case, the Kohen who does the Akhtar is also, if he has Chametz, is over, because he's also part of Baal Yolin, because if he has Baal Yolin, not to be Malin, not to leave overnight, they Emurim. The Gemara brings a price that says like Reb Papa, because it says, HaShechet is HaPesach HaChametz, is over the Loisa say. When is that true? Says the Bais. So when Chametz belongs to either the Sheikh, the Zarek, or one of the Bnei Chabura. But if it's someone else who has no Sheikh, so then they don't have to worry about that Chametz. Then the Bais continues, whether it's the Sheikh, whether it's the Zarek, or whether it's the Machter, is Chayiv. So why the Machter must be like Reb Papa? Because he's also included in Baal Yolin. The Bais continues, however, someone who does Malika on the Oif on the 14th, even though, like we saw before, there's possible to bring an Oif after the Tamid, nonetheless, he's not Oiver. Because on the 14th, like we're going to see soon, the Isser is Dafka on the Korban Pesach and not on any other Korbanos.